Hello, you're listening to podcast by Digital Clarity Group. I'm Connie Moore, Senior Vice President of Research, and I'll be your host today. Our guest is Jill Finger Gibson, Principal Analyst. Jill is an analyst in our customer experience management practice, and she will provide insights about the recent announcement that Publicis Group is buying Sapient for $3.7 billion. Welcome, Jill.
Hi, Connie.
Well, thanks for joining us today. This is a big announcement. It's a big news, and it's a big amount of money. So let's start with one of the most pressing issues that many companies have in light of this news. So how does the acquisition impact Sapient customers?
Sure. I think probably that's something that a lot of customers around the world who work with Sapient currently are thinking, and it's a reasonable assumption that they need to be thinking about that. I would probably advise that they should not panic, that their projects that are in progress will continue to go forward for the time being. Sapient is known for their rigorous and well thought out methodologies and processes and their project teams, and I don't expect that to continue. In fact, one of the things that we've noticed once these holding companies have been buying some of the different digital agencies and building up a storehouse of agencies, and in Publicis in particular, it's companies like Digitas, LBI, Rosetta, Razorfish, etc., is that they actually, even post acquisition, tend to operate as fairly autonomous units. And I see no reason that wouldn't continue. So I think probably, at least in the short term, clients won't really see a major difference. They'll still also, if they are looking at prospective service providers and building shortlists, that these companies will still be separate in terms of actually how they respond to RFPs and projects.
Well, thank you. That is, I'm sure, reassuring to Sapient's customer base. Let's look at it from another perspective. Digital technology expertise is one of the strengths that Sapient cited in this announcement. So what does that expertise mean for technology vendors who supply or hope to supply Sapient and other Publicis agencies?
Yeah, I think it's probably really it's good news for vendors that are looking to supply these companies or who are already doing so, because it signals that this is an area of investment for the group and for the different agencies. The other thing to look at, though, is this now creates quite a large powerhouse under the Publicis umbrella that can negotiate in large technology deals, really approaching the size. Right now, there's Accenture and maybe one or two, IBM, I suppose, one or two other companies that really command the kind of scale now that Publicis will be able to do so. So I think probably vendor partnerships they might see a change in the way that the Publicis agencies approach technology purchases.
Thank you. So we've looked at it from the technology vendors angle and the customer base angle. Let's look at it in terms of what buyers should do in light of this news. How do you think brands that are currently evaluating service providers for customer experience initiatives should respond to this acquisition as they create their shortlists and go about doing their procurements?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, because this is a market that's moving so quickly, and companies can't really afford to wait and see what happens with this acquisition. I think that brands need to still make sure that they keep their eye on what their fundamental needs are and how they can plug those gaps with the different service provider agencies, and make sure that they are looking not just at sort of the big what is being presented in the media as, you know, this is a big potential powerhouse of multiple digital agencies, and still look at them really quite separately. They have some separate strengths and weaknesses, and they still need to be evaluated in that way. So although the new name is Publicis.Sapient, I think that brands really need to approach each one of the agencies under that umbrella, including Sapient, with a sense of what they need rather than what this overall large group can offer.
Well, thank you, Jill, for speaking with me today. That was very enlightening, and I think will be reassuring to some, always people are rattled by acquisitions. So I think that'll be good news to a lot of listeners. Thank you for, you have been listening to podcasts by Digital Clarity Group. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.